This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After months of negotiation, a bill to grant new union organizing rights to public employees has emerged with some revisions. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The version introduced this week would extend collective bargaining rights to about 38,000 employees of county government. Hundreds of thousands of other workers at city governments, schools, and more were cut out during negotiations. House Majority Leader Danaya Esgar said it would still be a win for workers.
It's a big monumental undertaking to bring these folks forward and say, here, let's work hard to make sure that you have those rights.
The changes were made amid opposition from Governor Jared Polis and many public employers. The bill also would not allow strikes or binding arbitration, but it would allow workers to freely organize, raise concerns, and negotiate with their bosses. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver's planning department is backlogged and understaffed, and only 1% of projects like single-family homes and duplexes get city approval on time. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Developers argue the lag is slowing down the construction of new homes and causing housing prices to go up. Plus, they say the longer the wait, the higher the cost of construction. And it's homebuyers and renters, not developers, who end up paying the price. Now, Denver Community Planning and Development is scrambling to fill 48 empty positions and hire outside help, in part to catch up on new building reviews. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Residents in Lakewood may soon be able to apply for a permit to let people living in cars park overnight on their property. It's estimated that more than 1,000 people in Metro Denver live out of their cars. Other metro cities, Aurora and Golden, have started similar programs in recent years. It's another sunny day around Denver and in Colorado Springs. Highs today close to 80, then cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.